Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, this week's article is Giving Human Beings What They Really Want. And that's the feature article of the letter this week. And so you've still got time to get that if you subscribe this week. And join the happy throng of more than 10,000 happy subscribers to our list. Let me tell you about our guest. Barbara Weltman is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been with me a long time now, almost since the very beginning. Barbara is one of the top resources for small business taxation in the world. She literally wrote the book on small business taxation, along with a couple of dozen other books. And she's an attorney, but we love her anyway. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Good to have you back, as always, Barb.
Oh, great to be here.
Let's talk just a little bit about California. Now, you're our tax expert, and one of the reasons, I got to believe, one of the reasons why California is going to have a new governor in about 5 weeks. It's going to take them until about the middle of November to verify everything and to certify the election. But as most people know, Mr. Gray Davis was booted out last night. And he will be in about 5 weeks officially, and Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the new governor.
That's right.
And I got to believe that one of the big reasons why is the absolutely ridiculous, onerous, prohibitive tax code, the tax situation that they have in California.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, they have. They have rules that don't make a whole lot of sense in a lot of cases. I don't know if you recall, but many years ago they had Proposition 13, which
Howard Jarvis. I had the president of his organization. They called it. He's dead now, but they called it the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
That's right.
John Kopow was on yesterday.
Which you would think would it makes sense in theory, but in practice. People with multi-million dollar homes, and you know California real estate mm-hmm. is in many places is quite dear, pay nothing in property taxes, so they have to raise the taxes for the schools in some other way.
Right.
And the schools are lacking in that because they just don't have the tax revenue
right.
to pay for it. So the
yep,
wealthy
I have, heard
have
that.
To go to private schools, and you have a whole situation out there that needs to be overhauled from top to bottom.
Yeah, and it's very, very, a very, very unfriendly marketplace for small businesses especially.
You don't have to be a genius to understand why Las Vegas and other cities in Nevada, the fastest growing places in the
right.
country, it's because of the migration of small business from
mm-hmm.
From California.
Arizona is getting a lot of them. Colorado is getting a lot of Californians.
Yes.
And have been now over the last few years. That's been in the news. But another thing, you know, there are other things too, though, Barbara, that are not called taxes, but they have the same effect. And
exactly.
one of them is the workers' comp insurance situation out there.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's putting people out of business. The insurance premiums for workers' comp has gone up so much, it's putting small businesses out of business.
Absolutely. And you can't do business in the state there, and that's why people are forced to leave.
And also the regulations, which are de facto taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Clients is most onerous on small business.
So what do you think Arnold's going to be? Is Arnold going to be able to change any of that, Barbara?
Well, I don't envy his position. He's got to come up with something, and he's got to do something fast. So I don't know. You know,
he's got a Democratic.
Yeah, I mean, he does have the ability like you said, to deal with things like regulation right away.
He's going to have to go to the masses, Barbara, because he's got a Democrat legislature.
He's got a Democrat,
Lieutenant Governor. Lieutenant Governor, exactly. And so he's got to go to the masses. He's got to appeal to them and get the pressure from the populace. There's no question about that. But I'll tell you what, you and I both know that California is a bellwether state. And so if he can make some changes out there, that could ripple across the country, couldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It could be good. We have to hope that he succeeds.
Very interesting watching what goes on out there the next course. He's got, unless they recall him, Barbara, he's got 3 years left of the current administration's time. So we will see.
And he'll straddle a presidential election.
Yeah, exactly. We got a deadline looming for some of you taxpayers out there. We're going to get Barbara to tell us about that in just a minute, and some other important tax issues for your small business right after these messages. It's 20 till. We're back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Barbara Weltman is our guest and our good friend, and Barbara and I are talking about your taxes. She's the author of Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Your Small Business. What is it now, fourth or fifth edition, Barbara?
Well, later this month, the sixth edition.
The sixth edition.
Small business taxes will be out.
Something under 2 million of these sold, folks, around the world.
Sixth edition, expanded, more extensive coverage, more than just income taxes. It talks about sales and use taxes, employment taxes.
This is the Small Business Taxation Bible, folks. It's official.
Yeah.
And sixth edition, what that means, that doesn't just mean very successful. That means resoundingly successful, and it officially makes it the Bible. So you want to check that out. At the top it says J.K. Lasser's, and then it says Tax Deductions for Your Small Business by Barbara Weltman. So be sure to get that one when you check it out at your bookstores or when you order it online. And her last name is spelled W-E-T-L-M-A. I'm sorry. I know how to spell your name. Weltman. I just lost my mind for a minute there. Well, Weltman, Man, folks. So check that out when you get a chance.
I have a new website, which is BarbaraWeltman.com, and it lists my books and connects to the online bookstore,
including the ability to subscribe to your newsletter.
And click
your monthly newsletter, BW Ideas by Barbara Weltman. Okay, let's remind people about the deadline, October 15th. For those of you who extended your tax filing period to August the 15th from April 15th, and then you got another extension after that for two more months. Well, guess what? That time's about to run out.
Yes, the deadline cannot be extended for any reason.
If you're an astronaut up in space, they'll extend it for you. But otherwise,
No. You're still going to be subject to late filing fees if you're up in space.
Boy, they're tough, aren't they?
Well, no, you've had 6 months, so.
So be sure to get that done, folks. You've only got about about a week now. Next Wednesday, a week from today, actually.
Right.
It's got to be in.
Right. And,
even if you don't have the money to pay it, they need to go ahead and file the return, right?
Absolutely. File the return and ask for an installment payment agreement if you need more time to pay, or charge your taxes on credit card. There are ways to pay. So
here's the thing to remember about the IRS, folks. They're still not soft and cuddly, okay? They're still not warm and fuzzy. But they will work with you if you contact them.
Yes, that's right. Just I would put them on the bottom of my list of who I'd want to be creditor.
Right.
So I would certainly try to pay them first before other creditors. But if you still can't, exactly, talk to them, and you can work something out.
What I have seen is, they're not going to pat you on the head like your grandmother and said, "Okay, honey, it's okay." But they will cross their arms and look at you over their glasses and say, "What do you need?"
That's right. And the if you work something out, you'll minimize your penalties, so
right.
you'll be actually paying less.
Exactly. But be sure to file the return, because that's a penalty in and of itself, isn't it?
Separate penalty.
Not filing. So you can avoid that, even if you don't pay the money, or if you don't pay all of it. If you can just pay some of the money, that's a good faith gesture that they'll appreciate, won't they?
Well, and on the money that you actually pay, there won't be interest or penalties.
Or penalties, huh? Right, exactly. Okay, let's talk about, let me tell you what happened to me this week, Barbara. I got a letter from Ford Motor Company listing for me all of the vehicles that they sell that, you know, a normal consumer would might be a prospect for, a business owner would be. And they were pointing out to me that all of these vehicles weighed over 6,000 pounds and therefore qualified for a big discount. I could actually write off the entire amount of the vehicle, as I remember.
Well, you can actually, if a car, if a vehicle weighs more than 6,000 pounds, then you can actually expense the cost. Mm-hmm. And as you may know, the expensing limitation is now $100,000.
So, for example, they were showing me, and I think it was an Expedition or maybe it was the Excursion, I don't remember, but it had to be the four-wheel drive because that's the heavier one, and it had to have all the bells and whistles on it. And it was, and so that particular one, let's say that it had a list price of $43,000, and you could literally expense that entire amount.
That's right, even if you finance the cost
of
the purchase.
So remember, folks, as we and this goes for computers, which don't have to weigh 6,000 pounds, by the way. But we're just using that, you know, the vehicle as one example. But a computer or anything for your business, you've got $100,000 worth of direct expensing limits now that you can take advantage of. But now, of course, none of this works if you're not profitable, right, Barbara? I mean, it works, but
well,
you just have to carry it forward.
Well, actually, you have to have taxable income to be able to take advantage of expensing.
Right.
So yes, you have to be profitable
mm-hmm.
to benefit from it.
But if you are profitable, if you're very profitable, and you, for example, in the vehicle example, you know, say you were buying part of this, part of the things on the list, Barbara, was a delivery truck, a van.
Exactly.
So if I bought this van for my business, and I really needed it, and I could finance it through Ford, maybe at 0% interest, who knows, or GM or whoever, they all have the same thing. It's just has to be over 6,000 pounds. If I'm profitable, I could actually make this a cash flow positive transaction, couldn't I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's really something to look at.
Right.
And
Barbara, hold on to that, and I'll let you pick up on this right after these messages, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our very good friend, Barbara Welfman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, now out in the sixth edition. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Barbara Welfman is our guest and our good friend, and her website is barbarawelfman.com. Right, Barb?
Yep.
Barbara Welfman, BarbaraWeltman, Barbara, just like you would think, Welfman, just like it sounds, .com. And don't forget to subscribe to her monthly print newsletter. BW Ideas, Big Ideas for Small Business. It's an outstanding letter, folks, and you want to find out more about that. And they can do that at your website, right?
You can click to download a free issue.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, Barbara, you had an and that you were gonna tell us when I stopped you.
Yeah, you know that list that you received about the heavy vehicles is very mm-hmm. interesting, but not everybody wants to buy a heavy vehicle, wants to buy a gas guzzler. Especially with gas prices the way they are, and if you buy a car that or a vehicle that is not over the 6,000 pounds, then you have a dollar limit on how much you can write off.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the dollar limits have gone up, and just last week they came out with the numbers for 2003 for cars placed in service after May 5th.
Okay.
And for the first time, there's an increased limit for light trucks and vans.
Okay. So a light truck includes like an Explorer or a Tahoe or something like that?
Whatever would be under 6,000 pounds. And they're talking about trucks and vans too.
But not a car, right?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about trucks and vans that would be specially adapted, perhaps, you know, thinking of a tradesperson who might put in shelving in a van or something for business.
So what is the new limit?
That would be, that's $300 additional on top of the, so the basic write-off now, if you buy a car now, it's going to be $10,710.
Okay.
Your depreciation expensing limit.
Okay. So if you bought a $25,000 SUV, let's say, the first year, even if you put it in service in, let's say, in the fourth quarter, maybe December, for 2003.
The last day of the year.
For 2003, you'd get to write off over $10,000?
That's correct.
Of that? So almost half of that, $25,000, would be a write-off in 2003.
That would be up to that limit, yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's right, if you wanted to expense, that would be your...
And then the remainder of that is amortized over what period of time?
Over 5 years, so...
So the other $15,000, let's say, would be you'd be $3,000 a year, so to speak.
Well, no, there are different dollar limits for the different years.
Right.
Like next year it's going to be $4,900, and then...
But the key is it's accelerated.
The key is that it's more than it was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth taking a look at. And again, if you finance it, it doesn't matter. You still get the same write-off.
Right. And of course, folks, remember, I'm going to say it again: computers, software, anything, furniture,
machinery,
chairs, accessories, anything for your business that you buy is 100% deductible. Expensed 100% expensable this year up to $100,000, as long as you're profitable.
Correct.
Now even if you're not profitable though, you can carry it forward, right?
If you're not, you can be expensing, and I mean you can be depreciating, so you're not going to lose a write-off for
it. You just carry it forward because
you can't create a net operating loss by the write-off.
Right. Right, but you just carry it forward and use it next year, which we all know we're going to all be just incredibly profitable next year, right, Barbara?
2004? We all hope so.
Well, the economy's heading in that direction. I mean, the unemployment numbers were good. The market's up, and of course, if the Yankees win, what does that mean, Barbara?
That means I'll be happy.
if the Yankees win, is that good? Is that going to be good for business next year?
Well, around New York it might. If that does bring in business here.
It'll be good for a business uptown anyway, won't it?
Oh, you bet.
Barbara, last thoughts. We've got about 30 seconds.
Again, think about retirement plans. If you haven't done anything for 2003, you should really be thinking about doing something before the end of the year. Sign the documents before December, so that you'll be able to make contributions for this year.
Many of the retirement programs don't have to be funded until next year, but you have to get them established this year, right?
That's correct. You have to just sign the paperwork. You don't have to put in a penny.
And I suspect that Barbara will be back before the end of the year, and she'll help us and remind us about some of those things. Barbara, good job today. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your friendship.
Pleasure as always.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. That's BarbaraWeltman.com. Don't forget to check that out. And don't forget to check out her book, J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, 6th edition. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.